Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't think it's a cause for concern at all. I think it's just part of the game. I mean, being out there on the sideline and being out there, in between the lines is two totally different things. And they did a good job, coming out. They had a really good plan. We figured out what they were doing, and we responded, and we changed things up.
Get up! Get on up! Get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
You all right there?
Morning.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
His throat was a little...
No, I'm good.
Sam and Greg back together for the first... It's been like 3 weeks since we've been on the same side
they
of the desk,
They got more
right?
cameras in here to keep an eye on you, man.
Cameras ain't up yet.
Yeah, there's one there. There's one behind that. There's two behind you. Look at that. That
well, Spielberg's telling you the makeup of the studio. I want to remind you that was Jake Fromm talking about yesterday's game and the slow start that Georgia
Are
got off to.
Are you kidding me?
I was just talking sports there. I don't want the phone to ring.
I'm just saying.
But people can't see that.
Yeah,
see, again, theater
people.
Of the mind. This is like okay. You were breaking my you know what's before we got on here about Peyton Manning and person I got a problem with, Ryan.
Yeah.
This is what you do. You leave like half the sentence like in your back pocket. People didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah, there's some renovations and upgrades taking place here in the Kia Studios. Nine.
What do you mean the whole Midtown area?
The whole building. Everything. The whole building, but especially here in our home here on the ninth floor.
Anyway.
I guess you could say the better to see you with, my dear, because that's what
I wish I had that bell right now.
Why?
That was like a 40-year-old reference. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.
Morning, y'all.
See, this is normally where I get in trouble because we're just rambling on about stuff, and now you're doing. See, this is what happens when you stay outside too much.
We're talking about our environment and where we are and working. I think people like to know they can't see where we work, so they
can
like about it. Like, well, they will be if they haven't seen it before.
They just don't want to see it live.
They'll be able to see it like they've never seen it before.
You're going to have to get you're going to have to get lined up. We're going to take you over to Off the Ship Barber. Off the Hook, get you lined up. You're going to be on camera.
We got to have something to line.
We have a number of things. Well, actually, you have a number of things.
Well, you know what? First of all,
to talk about.
Wait, first me, of all,
go, let me, go, can go, I, go, let me finish go, the sentence, go, man. Go, I'm go, setting
go,
things up.
Go ahead, go ahead.
See, this is what happens when we ain't worked together for like 3 weeks. You're just jumping on each other.
All right, go ahead.
You were out all around this city for the last couple days, mostly in the rain. So for that, I give you that little bit of applause.
And I still have a voice.
And some of it you didn't have to do, but you did anyway.
Yeah.
And then the stories that come from, I mean, there was some special events. You're going to actually talk about some guys being inducted into the armed forces that you witnessed.
Yeah.
We got lots of stuff to talk about here. But the last couple of days of rain, I mean, it, not just in Atlanta, but around, North Georgia, period, because obviously it affected things in Athens. The games were kind of, what I mean?
Yeah. And as always, when that happens, the game changes shape and configuration and things that are possible. Fumble here, turnovers, things can happen. Any
miss
type
call
of miscue,
there.
Right? And those things happen. And all of a sudden, the outcome of the game changes and you have some upsets. So the opportunity was there for that to happen. But Georgia came through. Georgia State came through. Georgia Tech got a win down in Miami. It wasn't raining there.
That's
but,
true.
But I mean.
Although it could have been because it rains every 20 minutes in Miami.
It did. It could have, but great to see them do that. But the roof was closed over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And why don't we start there, first of all?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because
with Atlanta United, because we were, I don't know about you, as that match went on, I was holding my breath. I'm like, come on, folks. Last weekend was not good.
Yeah, you got to start off with that. You're, as you used to say in your old business, you're burying the lead.
Okay.
The lead is you were on a ledge, like a lot of other people.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, if we're watching and say, okay, we know what happened last week. Georgia loses. The Braves go out earlier than we want them to. Falcons, more problems with them. and now.
But it ain't. It's just how they lost too.
It's also how they lost. And then okay, but there's always Atlanta United. We say there's always Atlanta United. Keep hope alive, you know. And so they go out and it takes them a while. Yesterday, it takes them a while. You say, come on, guys, we can't. I spoke with Greg. I said, Greg, if Atlanta United fails to win and they go out in the first round of the playoffs, it's going to be the sky is falling. On Atlanta because, you know, they're kind of like a ray of hope because of what they've done. They're back in the postseason. And thankfully, yesterday in the 70th minute, Franco Escobar gets the goal that provides a 1-0 victory and propels Atlanta United into the next round. Thursday night, they'll be back, folks. They'll be back inside the Benz. We're not sure who they're going to play. It would be either New York Red Bulls or Philadelphia. So we're not sure which one of those teams they will get, but it will be Thursday night. So let's pack the place again. Let's get behind our team. Let's make this push for another championship and another parade here in our city. So to me, that's great. The downside is the downside of the victory, obviously, is an injury to the captain, Michael Parkhurst, who was plugged in to have to start. And right now we're kind of concerned about our back-end defense because we're down Miles Robinson. Parkhurst goes in there. Of course, he's retiring, but he goes in.
He'll be hanging out in the neighborhood down there by Macklin. He'll be over there in Lost Mountain area.
He'll be in Lost Mountain. But he suffered a looks like pretty severe shoulder injury. So, yeah. I mean, he's going to be out at least the next game or maybe the next two games. So, we need a little help in that back end on defense now.
Well, we're going to talk more Atlanta United throughout the show. But again, this was Mr. Crenshaw's mantra going in. This show could have been about the gloom and doom of Atlanta sports if Atlanta United didn't win.
Okay,
absolutely. So they won.
Yes.
Now, when you go back and you look and you talk about teams getting off to slow starts and had you wondering, this is what we had over in Athens. Now, the weather had a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
And you really didn't think Kentucky was going to win. But you wasn't too sure. Yeah, I mean, these guys get nothing. Yeah. They get goose eggs going into halftime and luckily come out and put up 14 in the third quarter and figure, oh, okay, the defense will step up. But the running game, Swift, I mean, he ended up with some numbers, but still, initially, he ended up with what, 179, two touchdowns. Yeah, but all that noise happened in the second half. And it was just as bad as I'm trying to think, was the weather any worse in the second half? Because they still had to deal with bad field conditions.
Jake Fromm, passing numbers.
Yeah, 9 for 12.
How many yards?
Not much. 35.
The quarterback for Army had more passes. Army usually throws the ball once a month. The quarterback from Army had more yards passing than Fromm last night.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Not according to this, though.
No, you're looking at the Kentucky numbers. I said,
Army. Okay, Army, yeah, that guy.
Georgia State was in an offense that doesn't throw the football. He had more yards than Fromm last night. So, I mean, Georgia was obviously having the difficulties, but as you heard in him speaking, the sound clip at the top of our show, don't worry about it. You got the win. That's the most important thing. And on a night like that, that's kind of where you have to put your priority.
No, you're right. You're right. You know, you get to check in the W column and move on.
Yeah.
And now the speculation starts, especially looking how Florida looked yesterday.
Against the South Carolina team.
But
South Carolina, did you expect them to be? I didn't expect them to beat Florida. I mean, they beat Georgia. That's the big watershed moment to me for this season.
Any given Saturday, man. Did you expect Lovie Smith to come up and take care of Wisconsin?
Captain Smith from the Titanic. That's what he looked like with that beard. Iceberg, yeah, dead ahead.
I'm surprised you can see the beard because he's got a mask and a gun. That's how he's been getting paid.
Lovey. Don't get me started. Lovey.
Champagne, Illinois. Yeah, people are walking in the streets.
Yeah, you know,
Wisconsin yesterday.
How about that?
Wisconsin does. They get you worked up into a lather.
Well, usually they get farther along before this happens. They usually don't do it this soon. They usually get farther along before. This is a little early for that with Wisconsin. It really is. They usually go farther into the season, and then they have the heartbreak. Not now.
Yeah, at Illinois.
Yeah.
But that ain't even the story from yesterday. Really. We can make a case. We got a bigger story, especially here locally. Did anybody see Georgia Tech taking care of business?
I was watching some of that game, and you know, Georgia Tech's offense these days.
Congratulations to Tech, man.
Very much. And Coach Collins' first ACC win. Congratulations to him. But you know, Georgia Tech's offense is like the kitchen sink because that's about the only thing that doesn't get thrown at you. They change.
Hang on a second.
What?
Say that again.
Their offense, you know, like most people have a their offense, you know, most people run an offense. This is what we run.
Okay.
But they want to run something, but they don't have the total personnel to run what they want to run.
Right.
So they drop back and occasionally run what they used to run a little bit. Then they come back to what they want to run and see if it'll work.
Why they got to be the kitchen sink, though?
Because you throwing everything out there. You throwing everything.
Where's my Billigan when I need it?
You know, yesterday it worked.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
28-21 in overtime. Georgia Tech beats Miami. And I believe, honestly, if they had one, their touchdown turnover chain would be better looking. Because those dudes are engineers. They'd come up with something. It'd be nice pumping beer like right into them or something like that. They would have a cooler turnover chain.
But, Greg, it ends on a note with the officials being involved. And I know we've had once again that's you know, and it seemed like, you know, to do it to Miami to get the bad call, to get, well, not say the bad call, but just to get that call on their field,
right?
At that stage of the game, and that's how it ended. And the Miami guys are standing there like, what, on our field? Oh yeah, on your field.
By the way, how does that happen? That hurricane, what's it called, Fester, down there? It gets everything up the Gulf and then us, but yet misses Miami.
Yeah, yeah, it.
Nestor. That's what Nestor. I was thinking Nestor, of Adam's family.
Fester.
I was thinking Uncle Fester.
Hey, Gomez. Let me shoot him in the back.
How does that weather avoid them down there? Yeah. I mean, not that I wanted to see it happen.
No, listen,
before we get out of here, I also want to tell you, you mentioned Atlanta United Thursday. I want to tell you, by the way, whoever they play, you can hear that game on V103.
Okay.
That night is a big night because it's also the Hawks.
Yeah, it's
opening. First game of the season.
7 o'clock hour. We're going to get into that.
They're up there in Detroit.
Yeah.
And by the way, we'll talk about what Michigan was like in my house these last couple days. You have no open windows. Listen, we're just getting started. And we know who is going to be in the World Series. We're going to talk about that next. Sam and Greg, just getting started. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
When you play in those kind of games, guys, you got to be extremely patient. Patient as a defensive coach. Patient as a player, patient as an offensive coordinator. You have to be patient because you get frustrated very easily, and then you can magnify with mistakes. Our offense did a tremendous job tonight of protecting the ball. To play in those conditions and not put the ball on the ground or not lose a turnover was big for us.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Neither one of you dudes just saw what happened to me. And this is going to be an issue in here.
Uh-oh.
I backed up into that camera.
I'm telling you,
myself.
They're all over the place.
But that's not why you called.
We're surrounded. I'm serious.
That is how the American League Championship Series ended last night. You just heard Joe Buck's call over on Fox. And I there's two people who I'm thinking about will not be having the present job. How's that for a sentence? Will not have their present job next year. Aroldis Chapman and Jim Harbaugh. I will be surprised if they are in their present job next year.
Think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me be surprised.
For Harbaugh, a win in the last game of the regular season cures a whole lot of stuff.
No, it don't, because he's got two wins. He's out of it, and he's had his chance, and he ain't beaten Urban Meyer. He's beaten an also-ran, so to speak.
I hear from the Michigan folks on a regular basis. If he wins the last game of the regular season,
they're not going to make the playoffs. And beating Ohio State after Urban's already exited stage left ain't enough for the Michigan fans.
They're still winning.
Again.
And yeah, they're playing a team. They're playing a person.
Hang on a second. Let's get to Ohio State first. They got a couple big games before that that they can get hiccups in. And this thing that happened yesterday, but we're not talking football right now. We got to get back to baseball. We got plenty of time to rail on what's going on up there. I just made somebody turn over in the house, put the covers over their head. How you feeling about this, man? I'm happy as can be, given what we had. Braves can't be there. Give me Houston and give me I know people feel about the Nats.
Man, the Nats.
Look at it this way.
Left you feeling some kind of way week. The guys that the Braves kicked them dudes all over the field all summer.
I know, but
and here they are in the World Series, man.
It's like
that's good. You know, but you know what it says to me? It's all about having that rock solid starting pitching
and getting hot at the right time.
But they are rock solid right now, and the guys in their lineup. they're just like you said. They're coming through with the timely hitting.
Yeah.
They're playing the sound defense. They're doing the things you have to do this time of year.
And the ball is bouncing their way.
Yeah.
See, there's some luck that goes into this. But for and I had mixed emotions too about Washington getting in there. But then I took the same approach I have about Alabama coming here to play in Atlanta as much as they do. Look at the upside. A, they knocked out the team that left the nastiest taste in Braves fans' mouth in a real long time. Yeah. Them 10-run first inning.
Yeah.
Right?
And talk about nasty mouth, but we won't get into that either.
But I'm just saying.
I'm talking about the Cardinals manager and what was leaked in the locker room. So talk about nasty mouth.
But
right?
But for what they did to the Cardinals, I'm good with. I'm good. Because it's like, you know, the Nats are our problem.
Especially
they're in our division.
Especially that last game when the runs just kept coming in the first inning. I was like, how's that feel?
Yeah, exactly. They got a 7-run first inning against them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got no problem with it. And I got a nice little thing. Even though I wanted it in game one, but I knew that Gerrit Cole was going to pitch game one for Houston, you want to see them old Tigers going to the mound. You want to see Scherzer and Verlander.
Okay.
But you're not getting it. You're going to get Scherzer and Cole in the first game. And you're going to get Verlander and I think Strasburg in game two.
In game two.
Houston's got the home court, a home field advantage. So you get to look at Nolan Ryan, too, every game. That's kind of nice. I haven't seen Nolan in a while, right?
Nolan's going to be there.
And, of course, every time you see Nolan, you got to think of what's his name from the Sox? Who we did the speed bag on. He beat the Ventura, Robin Ventura. So I have that going on.
Yeah.
The other thing that I'm waiting to see what happens. You know how they say about Washington, the D.C.? All the people in the political world that have power hold on to it like a death grip because there's only so much power, and the people that have it will eat through tree bark to get it.
Yeah.
Now, there aren't many events where nationally we can see who has got the juice in Washington. I mean, we know about the top tier, but people who have power – in Washington are going to be showing their face during this World Series because they haven't had one, right?
They haven't had one.
They had one.
Everybody's going to want to show up.
So you're going to see who's got the power in D.C.
Everybody's
who's
going to
get the
show
tickets.
Up. Very much, very much, very much. Well, not to be outdone, in Houston, of course, President Bush is going to be at those. He usually shows up at a lot of Houston Astros.
That was the
games.
Old man.
Yeah.
He was a Rangers fan.
Yeah. Well, he was part of the Rangers ownership.
Right. So he would always show up.
But he shows up.
41, was it? 41.
Yep.
Would show up. He'd be that. He had that seat, you know, next to Nolan Ryan at the Houston games.
Yeah.
By the way, we got a situation I want to let you guys know about. Come down 85 right there at Steve Reynolds. Lanes are closed. Lanes, there's an accident going on up there. They just showed it on TV. So I just want to let you know you might want to avoid that area. 85 at Steve Reynolds.
Yeah.
You are pointing at something, Mr. Crenshaw.
Because they showed Levy on the screen, so I wanted to make sure you see the dude.
So you want to just give me a shot. We ain't worked together 3 weeks, and you just taking a knife in.
You talking about people going places.
Yeah.
Madden to the West Coast. We thought he may
Joe Madden.
Joe Madden going to the West Coast. And guess who's interviewed with the Philadelphia Phillies? Dusty Baker.
Good luck to them.
Is interviewed with the Philadelphia. I'm just saying. I think he's had a second meeting with the Philadelphia.
Would you hire him?
You see. Yeah. But I would. I'm just saying that because I like Dusty Baker. But you know,
liking somebody and wanting him to coach your team are two different things.
Yeah.
You know, I said Gabe Kapler was interviewing for the Cubs.
For the Cubs,
but there's no way in the world he's getting that.
How about that sports fan?
Everybody knows it's David Ross's to lose, and I'm still sort of like with a skunk eye looking at that, because he was one of those players that would make a great manager. He wasn't the best player.
Absolutely.
He was a knowledgeable player.
He was that type guy.
Yeah, he was Mike Socia. Would you say that's a good analogy?
He's that type
and
guy.
And catchers, of course, we say make the best managers.
Yeah.
He knows how to handle a pitching staff.
Well, Socia was a starter and whatnot. You know, Rossi, even when he's like
well, he was
like
earlier
a backup,
in his career.
He's a backup and come in and whatnot. But he got to be kind of a heart and soul guy with that Cubs team that won the World Series. And he was that voice of experience and wisdom in that clubhouse. So a lot of people feel like there's a lot of respect for him that he could step in and do it. We'll see. But, you know, because it was just a couple of years ago, he's playing with these guys. Can he step in there and now manage him?
Joe Girardi did it.
You know?
He was managing Derek Jeter, and he was on that team that won the first one. So, hey, listen, and Ken brought up the fact that he was former Brave.
Yeah, he wasn't. What I'm saying.
Speaking of Braves.
When he played here, yeah.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. This was the day that a record was set by a 19-year-old hitting a home run, becoming the youngest to hit a home run in the World Series.
Wow.
Andrew Jones.
On this date?
Up in New York. Yep.
Yep. That was it. That was it. Now, I mean, everybody, people weren't aware of him by that time. We were aware of him, but then
he did it again the next day.
The rest of the baseball world kind of woke up and said, whoa, let's keep an eye on this guy.
Did it the next day.
Yeah.
Kind of like that wasn't a fluke. And then they came home and lost four in a row.
Wow.
Because they had three Cubs on the team. That whole Cub Factor thing. This is also Billy Martin got fired. How many days in October could you pick, throw a dart at, and at some point during his career, Billy Martin was fired on that day?
Yeah. If you go back and trace a lot of days, you would see that as soon as the season ended.
So how do you feel about this World Series, man? I mean, you.
I think it's going to be good. I think nationally, people were, when the season began, a lot of people were looking at the opportunity for a Yankees, Dodgers, East Coast, West Coast. And I think, and as the season went along, it looked like that was possibly going to happen. So I think a lot of people who were watching for the East Coast, West Coast thing, we haven't had that in a while for baseball with those two teams. We're kind of hoping that would happen. But if you want to see the best baseball and the team that's hottest right now, that's what you're getting.
Plus, the stars weren't blowing up for New York.
Yeah.
I mean, and the Dodgers, too. Wow, what? I haven't talked to you since this whole thing went south with them. Can we compare anybody in the past to what Crenshaw's going through?
Kershaw.
What did I say, Crenshaw?
We already know what Crenshaw's going through.
Looking at you.
See him. You already know what he's going through.
He's
still trying to dry out from last night.
Have you?
I'm still trying to.
But your hat looks nice.
Thanks. But I'm still trying to dry. Well, this is totally different from what I had on last night, man. You got soaked pretty
good. You such a diva. Every commercial break.
By the way,
shout out to my boy Tracy. He's up in a tree right now.
Really?
He's a hunter. He's one of them dudes, man. He's one of them dudes that climb, like Chipper Jones. They get up in the morning and climb up a tree with a bow and arrow or something. I don't know what he's got up there.
Whatever you're allowed to use to hunt this time of year. You got certain weeks to use certain things to hunt.
I wonder if hunting is better or easier or harder on days like this where weather is in play.
I would not know.
I don't know either. But if we had a line, we do, 404-741-0929.
If you're I'm on sure your way somebody out there going hunt a little bit this morning, let's know, are these good conditions or not?
I don't know. But I'm looking for a Houston Astros World Series win.
All right.
That's what I'm going with. I'm telling you right now.
You know what? Since Washington's there, you know, I'll roll with them.
Okay.
See what they do.
Listen, we got to talk to you folks up in Cobb County. There's some things going on up there in the high school level we got to talk about next, but we got to go to the Marietta Daily Journal up next because Cobb County, you've been kind of acting silly. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Sam and Greg. Is it still kind of just nasty outside? Well, it is because they got a situation on I-85.
Yeah.
There's some bad weather out there, probably causing some accidents.
Yeah.
So be careful over there by Reynolds Road. Right, Steve Reynolds.
Steve Reynolds.
Steve Reynolds Road.
Up in Gwinnett.
I've been editing myself. Kershaw. Hey. Want to thank Ken on the other side of the glass.
Yes.
Because he's doing a great job.
Top producer in the Quad Cities market.
Y'all can just squash that joke. I ain't even going there no more. So we left the last segment.
In the Great Lakes area.
Left the last segment.
Yep.
Because I hadn't been on with you last week. And we talked throughout the course of the week. And, of course, you give me an update on what's going on high school-wise. And I ask you about what's happening around the corner, up the street, down the block from my house. And shout out Lost Mountain all over the place because McEachern has stayed undefeated. But there are some people who got their feathers a little ruffled up there in Cobb County, Powder Springs area there, about how they won that game against Hillgrove. And be that as it may, they go into this game against Marietta over there by the cemetery, and they won again this week.
Yeah. We got somebody going to tell us a little bit about that.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to set that because, again, shout out Lost Mountain. Congrats. And did I see, by the way, Hockman's son – playing and they misspelled his name. Did you see that, John?
Yeah,
I did. I was watching the N on his name plate was reversed.
Wow. So
that was a lot of fun.
John Bednarowski from the Marietta Daily Journal joining Sam and Greg here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, man. Talk about this program, and is everybody cool with them in their record right now, or they still kind of got a problem with how that Hillgrove game ended?
Well, let me say this first, okay? If anybody tells me that high school football around the country is anywhere in the country is better than it is here in Georgia, I'm going to tell them they're wrong. Marietta has this national schedule, brings in these ranked teams from all over the place, beats them like a drum, and they end up getting beat by teams in their backyard. So don't tell me that Georgia can't play high school football. But anyway, to your point with McEachern, Hillgrove won that game. They just didn't have more points on the scoreboard. Because if anybody that has seen the video of that, last play, Matthew McCravey rolls right and decides that he's going to head for the pylon. There are a couple of videos that are just show it absolutely perfectly. He dives from about the two. He's about a yard and a half in bounds when he takes off, and he's got the ball firmly in his left hand. He reaches it over the goal line, around the pylon. The ref is standing right there. Oh. Nobody knows what's going to, because the officials never gave the coaches an explanation on the call. And should have been a touchdown. It wasn't. They called him out at the one. If that's the case, Hillgrove should have had enough time to run another play because there should have been about 2 seconds left on the clock. And if they say, well, he fumbled out of the end zone, then it should have gone to the 20 because it would have been a touchback. Nobody's gotten an explanation. All we know is bad call. And based on what we've seen in college and pros, why not? It's been that way all year.
No. On the waitfor.com hotline, folks, that is him. That is John Bednarowski. We're in the Daily Journal, spending some time with us this morning. Judges, what you said now about the McEachern team and they beat Marietta, does it seem like the road to the state championship in the largest classification this year
goes right down New Macklin Road?
It's going to come through. You got to get through Cobb County.
Well, I mean, I think more this year than at any time, you've got in region 3-7A, you know, McEachern's 7-0, Hillgrove is 6-1, North Cobb is 6-1, Marietta's 5-2. It's going to be one of those races where everybody is going to beat everybody. It's like the SEC West when everybody's kind of equal and they end up cannibalizing each other.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun, but you know, because of that call with in the McEachern Hillgrove game, in theory, Hillgrove could be the best team in the state, and they could end up being the 3 seed and having to play the playoffs on the road.
Go on the road for all the games. That's amazing. That's amazing how that's looking. Hey, before we get you going, you got something else. Somebody else is winning out there in Cobb County, Kennesaw State. You know, they beat Presbyterian. We kind of expected that last year, but they're clicking right along, ranked top five in the country. Talk a little bit about that team.
Well, you know, they lost that first recruiting class this past year to graduation, and everybody thought that they were going to take kind of a step back. And like you said, they haven't missed a beat. They just have been wiping everybody out. Now, excuse me. It's going to be interesting. As much as I hate to say this, there's not anybody that can compete with them in the conference. Monmouth might give them a little bit of a game. The talent gap is just much too wide. Kennesaw State really needs to be playing in a conference like the Missouri Valley Conference with North Dakota State and them. Because they are that much better than everybody else in the Big South. So it's going to be interesting. They're going to win all these games. Their season starts once they get to the playoffs. But right now, you know, Offense is clicking. They're running the ball at about 360 yards a game, best in FCS. Their defense is the top-ranked defense in the country in FCS. And, you know, they just keep crushing everybody in their way. Yesterday they did lose a key player in a young man by the name of Isaac Foster, who's one of their slot backs, also their kick returner, had a pretty bad knee injury. What looks like they had put him on a cast and put him on a cart to take him off the field. So we're not sure how long he's going to be out, but that didn't look real good. But, you know, they've got that next man up mentality out there. And Coach Bohannon, he always tells his kids, every year it's my job to go out and out-recruit you guys. So there's always that talent that's coming in behind.
Wow.
And it shows.
Yep. They got North Alabama coming up next. That's the next game for them, and we'll see what happens with that. But, John, we appreciate you getting up and throwing a little shade on the referees for missing the calls last week and all
Tell
that.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
But, you know, in the next segment, we're going to say this is going to be a special week for officials.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, stick around for that, John. stick around for that. You're going to love that.
This is a special week for officials. I'm not laughing.
I'm laughing.
This is very serious.
It is to them.
Okay. All right. John, thanks so much for spending some time with us, man.
The Don Deekinger Award.
And the coffee's on the way, man. The coffee's on the way.
Appreciate it,
fellas.
All right. That is John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal.
Yeah, be sure to stick around for this. Sam, he told me about something I did not know about. And there is an appreciation week set aside. So we'll get into that in just a minute. Also, I got two things I'm going to tell you guys about.
Why is that such a bad deal?
Well, no. We're just going to, you know, we'll get into it. We'll save it. Coming up throughout the show, next hour mainly, an hour after that, I got some information, not just about the jobs, but some things I need to tell you guys. We need to, like, reset some things when it comes to casting call. It's coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.